No, God doesn't need to eat, right? God doesn't need to eat, Vincent, right? Of course, God doesn't need to eat. But let's turn to Numbers chapter 28. I think the best way to answer this question is come back to God's word. Let's go to Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 28. Yeah. Let me read it to you, okay? Every one of you, please turn to Numbers chapter 28. Now the Lord spoke to Moses. Oh, God is a speaking God. And he spoke to Moses. How often did God speak to you? Yonah. Our God is a speaking God, right? So, how often does he speak to you? We all need to desire to hear God speaking. Even in the book of Hebrews, it says, God spoke during the days of the Old Testament through the prophets and teachers at various times, even in various ways. But today, he speaks to us in and through his Son. He's a speaking God. Anything that is living, speak. Brother Benson, how often do you speak at home to your parents? Or they to you? How often? Once a week? Oh, once a month? Or maybe once a year? Of course not. Every day, all the time. Because we are living beings. So we speak to one another, right? I've never met this brother before. And then yesterday at the meeting, oh, praise the Lord, we spoke to one another. And through our speaking to one another, I began to know you. And I hope you also begin to know me, right? If nobody speaks to one another, you will never know each other. Only if you're enemies to one another, you won't speak to one another. But we are not enemies, right, are we? Even that little baby who sat there, little girl, when I walked by, hello, was so wonderful. So good to speak to one another, right? Our God is a speaking God. Even the Bible says, why do you worship the idols? The idols, they have ears, but they don't hear, eyes, and they don't see, and mouths, they don't speak. Have you ever heard an idol speaking? No, because an idol is just a piece of wood. How can a wood speak to you? But God is a living God. That's why he gave you a Bible, because he wants to speak to you. He wants you to know him. If he is truly the living God, you better know him. You better know him. He is God. And not only he is God, he wants to be your God. And even more than that, he wants to be your father. That is why when people, his disciples, ask Jesus, teach us to pray. What did the Lord say? How to pray? The first sentence, our Father who art in heaven. Oh, recording in progress. He wants to be your father. What is your relationship with your father? Your father speaks to you? How often? About your heavenly father? Come on, you should also be able to say every day. Every day. It's not normal when our relationship with his Heavenly Father. Once a week? All the time. All the time. Amazing. Really amazing. Even I know my nephew, Johan, the baby, a beautiful baby. The baby didn't know how to speak yet, but the father kept on speaking to the baby. Am I right? How much more our Heavenly Father? This is why the Bible says we are born of God. You must be born again. We are born of God. Our God is the speaking God. But that's not what I was going to say in this chapter. Right? I don't want to be distracted. Command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food. Wow, God needs food. Have you ever heard God needs food? You know those idol worshippers that also bring food to their idols, right? Have you ever seen that? But who ate them? Who is them? They put apples, orange, bananas, and everything before the idols, right? Maybe you don't see that in Europe, but you can see that in the Philippines, especially in the Chinese restaurant, and so many idol worshippers. Food and oranges and bananas, right? So at the end of the day, who ate them? The idols? I don't think they can eat. They have a mouth, but they cannot eat. Many times I wonder who is eating those? Actually, the ones who offer them finally are the ones who ate them. Oops, sorry. Oh, why? Is it close enough? Okay.
Saints in the back.
Oh, really?
Better?
Frank, can you hear me?
Okay.
Oh. What about a moment ago? Can you hear me? Not so clearly. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's my fault. I thought with a mic, I don't have to speak loudly, right? Forgive me because I've been sharing and speaking everywhere, right? So I'm losing my voice. Now it's okay. Okay. Command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food. This is my food. The offering is made by fire as a sweet aroma to me. Can you imagine your offering is a sweet aroma to the Father? Would you like to eat food without any aroma, no taste? What would you do if you go to a restaurant and order something, fried chicken? But it doesn't have any smell. What are you going to do? Return the food, right? You're not going to pay. Food, something wonderful with aroma. Can you imagine God says and told Moses, tell my people to bring me my food, my offering, made by fire. As a sweet aroma to me, and you shall be careful. Don't just throw it there and give it to the Father. No. He's God. Suppose you invite a president to your home, right? And he came to your house, and you cook something. Are you just going to put it on a paper plate? and just throw it on the table? Would you do that? What are you going to do? How? The best from Rosenthal. You will prepare the best food with the best plate. For the president to eat. This is why God says, be careful to offer to me at the appointed time. When do you eat? Anytime? Midnight? 2 o'clock in the morning? No. You eat at the right time, breakfast. You don't need breakfast at midnight, right? There's an appointed time. Time to eat breakfast, lunch, evening. And you're very punctual. Especially your stomach knows it's time to eat. Right? Right, and I can see Timmy there. Look, he's so strong. How come you're so strong? You must be eating on time, right? You think God is different? You think he is different? You never thought God needs food. Sorry, he doesn't need food. One lamb you shall offer in the morning. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening, in verse 4. And he even tell you the menu, what he liked about that. When you go to a restaurant, what is the first thing they ask you to do? Choose your menu, right? Choose what you want to eat. You don't just tell the waiter, anything, anything, just give me anything. Don't say that. You won't be happy if he brings you just anything. He wants you to chew. Right? You will definitely choose the best in the menu, right? So God says, you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord. Two male lambs. In their first year, don't bring an old lamb, okay? You like to eat an old lamb? 20 years old? No, the lamb won't live 20 years old. What about 10 years old lamb? You would like a lamb, a young lamb without blemish. Wow, without blemish, the best. You think God doesn't deserve the best? Why do you think I'm sharing this with you tonight, brothers and sisters? I'm trying to help you because we are learning to bring offering to the Father. Don't just bring anything. Whatever you bring to the Father must be the best in your experience of Christ. Yes, just bring anything. You have nothing in you. At the last minute, you went to your fridge and just take some food that is 2 weeks ago. Leftover. Don't give the Father leftovers, okay? Give to him the best. And this is what he says. In the Old Testament times, God says, when you go to the good land, and you plant, you labor in the good land, and God will bless it. You'll have fruits. And he says, the first fruits belong to me. He wants the best. So, what do you offer to God? Your money? What is God going to do with your money? Tell me. By a Porsche? What is he going to do in Porsche? Does he need a car? God desires for the Christ that he has given you. He has given you the best, his only begotten son. And how many times and often he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." He doesn't want anything from you. He gave this wonderful son to you for your not only salvation, but to be your life so that you can experience this Christ day by day in whatever thing you do. And out of your experience of this wonderful Christ, he wants you to bring the best to him. Because he deserves the best. That's why, if you read the last book of the Old Testament, which is the book of Malachi in chapter 1, God was not very well pleased with the Levites, with the priests in those days, because he said, You kept the best for yourselves. But for me, you brought not a lamb without blemish, but those that have just one ear, the other one is missing. The lame, the sick, the lamb that you don't want, you bring it to me, and you kept the best for yourself. And then he continued to say, "If I am your father, and I am, where is my honor?" Wasn't it written in the commandment, the fifth commandment? What is it? Honor your father and your mother. Because if you don't know how to honor your father and your mother, whom you see every day, how are you going to honor God, whom you cannot see? God deserves the best. And I'm sharing this not only to you, but I'm to myself. If we love the Lord our God with our whole heart, surely you would like to bring the best to him. So bring two male lambs in the first year without blemish. You remember in the Gospel of John when the Lord Jesus Christ came? John the Baptist, what? Introduced the Lord as, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." I think the Gentiles may not understand what it meant, but the Jews should understand very well what John the Baptist was talking about, because they are offering lambs every day, every week to God. Because Christ is the reality of the lamb. The Lamb of God. He is the lamb without spot, without blemish. And this is what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 2. In chapter 1, we are redeemed not with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lamb without spot, without blemish. This is why Christ died on the cross. The cross is similar to the burnt offering altar in the Old Testament times. The Lamb was slain there, and the blood was shed for the remission of our sins, because the law says, without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of your sin. Praise the Lord, day by day, even as a regular burnt offering. Christ is not only the sin offering, but a burnt offering. Well pleasing to God, our Father. I hope you remember that. Where is Xu Qing again? Oh, you're sitting there. Thank you. So now you know how to answer the question to your friend who asked you, why does God need food? And what food? Even the Lord Jesus, what did he say when he came to this earth in John chapter 4? You remember John chapter 4? Everybody knows, right? The Samaritan woman. But you only remember Samaritan woman. What else? Sorry? Yes, God is true worshipers. But what else? What did the Lord say? I have food to eat that you do not know. Well, Anna, I'm really surprised. A lot of people didn't pay attention to that because at that time everybody was hungry, right? So the disciples told the Lord Jesus, wait here, Lord, we're going to buy some food. And when they came back and brought the food to the Lord, and the Lord says, I have food to eat that you do not know. And the disciples were surprised. Who gave him food to eat? What did he say? What kind of food is the Lord eating? What was his food, Anna? Is that your food? My food is to do the will of the Father who sent me. And just do it halfway. No. Finish it. My food is to do the will of the Father. That is the burnt offering. Christ came not to serve, to be served, but to serve. We always want the Lord to do something for me, right? Lord, I need this, I need that, I need your blessing, oh, heal me and this and that, right? But what about you serving? What do you give him? My food is to do the will of the Father who sent me, and then to finish. What is your food? Praise the Lord. So the spiritual food is not like the physical food. You're eating lechon, or of course you eat lechon, right? That's famous food in the Philippines, lechon. Maybe you should try it sometime. You don't like it. You like the German, what, Eisbein, right? My food is to do the will of him who sent me. It's a very special food. It is not something physical, it is something spiritual. So you have to realize that the food that we are giving to the Father is not a lechon, or of course it's not going to eat lechon, right? But Christ, not the Christ that he sent to save you, but the Christ that you have received to become your life, then you enjoy this wonderful Christ in your daily living, and then you offer it to God as food for him. And this is the spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What do you think, dear brother? Is it biblical? Should we do it? Of course we should. I'm very surprised that many Christians say no. Okay, it's up to you, right? But if the Lord has shown it to us and revealed it to us, if you want to be a priest, then you have to do it. At the appointed time. When is the appointed time? Did the Lord say any time? We all know that time is very important, right? In everything you do, you make an appointment, right? Appointment. I don't know, but in the Philippines, whether you are but punctual or not. But it's hard to be punctual in the Philippines because of the traffic. Just the other day, we were supposed to have an appointment. The brother, the dear brother, was caught up in the traffic and couldn't make it. He could not even make his appointment because of the traffic. Now I want to let you know, don't be too busy and caught up in your traffic with the world that you will tell the Lord, I'm sorry, this week I cannot do it. I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I caught up in the business traffic. Or I'm too busy doing this. And too busy doing that. But are you too busy for God? You mean to say God has to wait for you instead of you waiting for God? You want to keep your appointed time with God? No. Amen. Should God be waiting for you, or should you be waiting for God? Yeah, I think you know the answer. I'm sorry. Ah, what can we say? May the Lord have mercy on us. Keep the appointed time. Be in time, okay? Be in time. Oh yeah, you're gonna pick up Brother Chua, right? Good. So, praise the Lord. Yeah, my computer has its own mind. Okay, let me go back to chapter 28. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Even the Lord talked about the grain offering, 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil, olive oil. Or he even gives you the recipe. God didn't leave it to you. Okay, whatever you like, do it. No, he even specified the recipe. So learn. We all have a lot to learn. To know the riches of Christ, the unsearchable riches of Christ. God did not give us a simple, poor, okay, Christ, it's just enough for you to be saved. That's it. Paul's gospel is the unsearchable riches of Christ. So how rich is your experience of Christ? How rich? You tell me. Blitz. I like your name, Blitz. It's a German name, it's a German word. It's lightning. Is your experience of Christ so quick or so slow? Well, maybe I should ask the German brothers here. Are you quick to experience Christ or are you slow? But when you're doing your business, you're very quick and punctual, right? Quick, you didn't tell your client, wait for 2 hours, please. And maybe three, okay. But come back later. No, you're like blitz. So quick and so fast, right? Otherwise, you're going to lose all of your clients. What about your experience of Christ? When the Lord tells you to do something, you say, Lord, not now, later. Sorry, Lord, I can't do it. How often do you say that to the Lord? Quiet, right? Everybody's quiet. Quiet, to be quiet is also an answer, okay? Don't think if you're quiet, you're not giving me an answer. But this is the way we are because we are not taught to experience Christ in such a way and not just for yourself, so that you can bring the best of your experience back to God for His enjoyment, for His satisfaction. Don't think to practice the priesthood is easy. I'm not discouraging you, but I'm encouraging you to learn. I'm encouraging you to learn. It's not in the outline because I usually don't follow the outline. But it doesn't really matter. This is what we need today. And we all need to learn how to be the priest, to satisfy God, to serve God properly, to serve God properly. Amen. And then, verse 6, it is a regular burnt offering which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a sweet aroma. Wow. You can't believe it. Even God loves to enjoy the sweet aroma of Christ. Now, let me tell you, let me ask you a question. How sweet is Christ to you? Because if you are preparing Christ, God, you need to have, firstly, you need to smell whether your food smells good. And then you need to taste it to see it's not too salty, it's not too hot and spicy, and it's not too sweet. And, right? Then you can offer it to God. Don't think God doesn't need how to enjoy. He created us according to His image in His likeness. That's why you are a gourmet, so to speak, right? Everybody likes to eat. Who doesn't like to eat? Jenny, do you like to eat? Of course, I do too. We all like to eat. You think God doesn't like to eat? Saints in Clarin. So when we come together at the Lord's table, huh? Does everything taste good? How about a bread? And the wine, does it taste good to you? What did Peter say in 1 Peter chapter 2? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, how good is the Lord to you? Tastes good? You just know how to believe in him and you don't know how to taste him, to experience this wonderful Christ as food. This is why we have the Lord's table. Many years ago, we have the Lord's table. I shared with them about the meal offering and how to make the bread. Of course, I'm not a baker, okay? But I have the recipe. Not just to just quickly make the flour and put it right in the oven and come out and it's tasteless. So use olive oil. Huh? Praise the Lord. And then put on the right salt because the meal offering has to be salted. Right? And then add frankincense a little bit. Not too much, okay? And then bake it just right. So that you can taste and see that the Lord is good. Don't use the cheapest wine. No, use a good wine. Because what God is offering to us is the best also. His only begotten Son. Romans chapter 8 says, if God did not spare his beloved Son himself, actually, how cannot he, with this wonderful Christ given to us, also give us all things that we need? So, learn. It is very important. Don't think, okay, just quickly prepare something at the last moment and bring it to God. So I'm just using this first meeting to help a little bit all of you. I encourage you how to prepare the best offering we are bringing to God. Don't think you don't need preparation. If you are inviting a guest to your home, you would definitely already think the whole week what dish you're going to prepare, right? Of course, if you don't cook, then you bring him to a good restaurant. But we need to learn to prepare with a consciousness. I want to bring to God, my Father, the best offering for his enjoyment, right, sister? Train yourself and tell the anointing, teach me, right? Because the anointing says he will teach you all things. So now you pray to the anointing and tell him, anointing, teach me to prepare the best offering for God's enjoyment, for his satisfaction. He'll teach you, don't you think? It's written in 1 John chapter 2, the anointing will teach you everything. And I'm very sure if you tell the anointing, teach me how to prepare the best burnt offering or a meal offering, a peace offering, even a wave offering or a heave offering, sin offering, trespass offering, even what, a drink offering for God. You think the anointing will not teach you? He will be more than happy to teach you so that you can bring the best to the Father. Then let us go to the last book of the Old Testament. I'm sorry, you have to go here to Malachi. Although I mentioned it to you, but it's always good to read it. Then you will have an impression of the Word of God, what He says, because you might think, oh, it's just this brother in front there telling us. I don't want to tell you just anything, okay? And you should go and check to see if it is really, 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 truly written in the Bible. Right. Our dear brother Chua is here. Welcome, brother Hintia. Welcome. So good to see you. Amen. All right. Yeah. Let me just read what we just spoke about. Verse 6, beginning in verse 6, okay? I will read it to you again. I will read it to you. Okay, yeah? A son honors his father. That's normal, right? And a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? Why don't you honor him? You just believe in God, but you don't give him the honor. To believe in him is one thing, but to honor him is another thing. We should be those who honor God and not just to believe in God. Of course, it's good to believe in him. It's better than not believing. If I am the Father, is he your father? Marcus, do you love him, honor him just a little bit? The first commandment is to love and honor God, and I mean to love him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. How much do you love him? A little bit. Then, if I'm the father, where is my honor? If I am a master to you, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you, priests who despise my name. Wow, the priests despising the name of the Lord. You dare that? How dare you to despise the name of the Lord? Yeah. So, and yet they say, in what way have we despised your name? They didn't even realize that. They didn't even realize it. Many times we don't give him the honor, we are not even conscious of it. And we even think, oh, you know, I've done a service to him, and yeah, that's it. I already did my job. In what way? You offer defiled food on my altar. You offer defiled food on my altar. So you can really see, don't just bring God anything, okay? Don't just bring him anything. But don't say, oh, after hearing this word, I better not bring anything to him. That's even worse. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't bring anything. Even if it is a very small offering, you bring it to the Father. As long as it is genuine, it is real. It is the best that you have. The Father will be very, very happy. How can you expect a big what ox you bring as an offering? How do you expect that from that little girl sitting there to bring such a big offering to the father? No. So, in what way have we despised your name? The Lord answered, you offer defiled food on my altar. And then again they say, you see, many times they're not even aware, they're ignorant of what they've been doing, because they're used to doing that. But then you say, in what way have we defiled you? Goodness, the way they talk to God is already not well pleasing to the Father. So don't talk to your Father that way, okay? Yeah. In what way have we defiled you? The Lord has to explain to them by saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible. What does it mean it's contemptible? That means it's just like a common table. It's just like a breakfast table. It's not separated unto him. It's not consecrated. And the Lord has to explain to them, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? Oh my goodness, this is a heavy word. It's not only contemptible, but it is evil. In the eyes of God, it is evil. And when you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Serious word, right? Serious word. Offer it to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Yeah? Offer it to your mayor. Offer it to Duterte in Clarín somewhere. Exactly. Oh, he might shoot you. He might execute you. Lock you up. Of course, God will not lock you up. Offer it to him. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. But now entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to us. While this is being done by your hands, you think he will accept you favorably? Remember, he's God. He's the Almighty God, the Most High God, the Lord of hosts, the Creator of heaven and earth. And he's not only our Maker, he's our Savior, he's our Father. And the Lord is our King, the King of Kings. He's not only your Savior. God has appointed Christ to be head over all things through the church. So who is the head of the church? It's not a pope. It's not a pastor. It's not the elders. It's Christ. But many times we are just very loose and we don't know what we're doing. So will he, your governor, accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. Yeah. Who is there even among you who would shut the door? That means the governor will ask his servant, shut the door, kick him out and shut the door. I don't want them to come here. So learn this. And we're learning. It's not to condemn anybody, no, please. But we are learning. And you have to Do it according to the word of God. Not that overnight you can do it so well, but that you should be aware of it and learn how to bring the best according to the measure of grace and life that is within you. God will not demand from you more than the grace and the measure of grace he has given you. So, therefore, do not compare the offerings one to another because we are not the same. I mentioned one time the story of the saints in California. And my granddaughter, who was very young at that time, I told her, very young, you brought a wonderful sticker, a sticker, and stuck it in my jacket. It says a sticker. But you know, it's not a sticker, it is her love for Grandpa. I was so happy. I gave her a great hug. And later on, I couldn't take that sticker out. I tried to take it out later, yeah, but it was later. And it ruined my jacket. But I was not angry. It was even a good remembrance that she put the stickers there. But that's the best that she could do. Don't criticize her. Why give your grandpa that? Don't you have anything better to give? Would you say that? Would you criticize her? If you do, I'll be mad at you, okay? She's not giving it to you, she's giving it to me, okay? This is why we all need to appreciate one another's gift brought to the Father. We cannot bring all the same gift to the Father. It's impossible. But praise the Lord, it is wonderful if everyone can bring something to the Father, to our beloved Heavenly Father. As long as it is the reality of Christ, a real experience that you have made, which is so precious to you, and you bring that experience to God the Father, he would be very happy and well pleased. And why is God our Father so happy with that? Because you're experiencing Christ, you're gaining Christ. It is the love of God our Father to ask you to bring an offering to him, because if he does not require of us to bring an offering, you would not do it. Then it doesn't matter to you if you're experiencing Christ or not. And if you just experience Christ here and there and that's it, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you. But if you have to bring the best, then you will really pay attention in your daily living to experience Christ, because you want to bring the best to the Father. Okay? We all had a long traveling trip today, right? Coming here, especially some from farther away. So I'm going to stop here. But I hope you remember this word. It's not a message. It is what God desires of us. And if you're not conscious of this word, then you can just bring anything. No. Bring the best, even if your best is just a little sticker. Okay. But that is what you have, and that is your best. Ah. The Heavenly Grandfather will be very happy. Amen, brother. That's good. Right. Let's have some prayers. Okay. Yeah. Evet.